Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 17, 1804, day four of the expedition. Camped at St. Charles. The expedition had some trying times on the 16th and the 17th. It was one of only two times that the officers had to discipline any of the personnel. Sergeant Ordway tells about the situation in his journal. Captain Clark ordered court-martial proceedings to determine the evidence concerning the absence without leave of William Warner and Hugh Hall, contrary to orders, and concerning John Collins, first for being absent without leave, and second for behaving in an unbecoming manner at the ball last night, and thirdly for speaking in a language last night that tended to bring disrespect to the orders of the commanding officer. Captain Clark describes the court-martial proceedings.
The court won of opinion that the prisoners Warner and Hall are both guilty of being absent without leave, it being a breach of the rules and articles of war, and do so sentence each to receive 25 lashes on the naked back. But the court recommended them from their former good conduct to the mercy of the commanding officer. John Collins pleaded guilty to the first charge, but innocent to the other two. However, the court found him guilty of them too, and sentenced him to 50 lashes on his naked back. I approved of the proceedings and the decision of the court. The punishment of Private Collins will take place this evening at sunset in the presence of the party. The punishments of Warner and Hall is remitted on consideration from the court. Captain William Clark, May 17, 1804.
The punishment apparently was effective, as on only one other occasion was there any military discipline required. That was on an occasion when one of the men broke into the whiskey supply and became drunk. According to Clark's entry today, it was a fine day. He also mentioned that the Missouri measured 720 yards wide between banks, and that a keelboat came up today. Several inhabitants came aboard his boat, and that he received several kinds of vegetables from them. Tomorrow, supplies arrive.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Makote Records. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.